Hey, baker friends! Meg here from Bakery Business Academy. Coming up on June 4th, 2024, I'll be teaching our next virtual bakery finance workshop, and I hope you'll join us. If you struggle with pricing your menu items and feel like there's something holding you back from building a truly profitable and enjoyable food business, then I hope you'll please join me for this free workshop. We're going to be diving deep into menu pricing, creating a healthy bakery budget that works for your business, and also covering some of the common pricing mistakes that I see bakery owners making all the time. Attending this workshop is a great way to brush up on your business finance knowledge, meet some other awesome bakery owners, and get your nagging pricing questions answered. To sign up and snag your ticket for free, visit bakerybusinessacademy.com/workshop. That's bakerybusinessacademy.com/workshop. All right, let's get into today's episode. From Bakery Business Academy, welcome to the Kitchen Notes Podcast, a show for bakers and food entrepreneurs who want to build profitable bakery businesses that make an impact in their communities. We're your hosts, Meg and Molly Sveck. Hello, hello, everyone. I hope you are having an awesome day. I am joining you from my car this morning. So if you're noticing a slight downgrade in the audio quality, it is because I'm recording this podcast in my car outside of my daughter's ballet class. You know, you got to do what you got to do when you're a working mom and running a bakery and trying to run a podcast. So thanks for bearing with me today. Sorry about the decrease in audio quality, but hopefully the valuable information I'm about to share with you guys in this podcast will make up for it, right? That's the plan anyway. So I hope you're all having a good day. I am recording this episode at the beginning of November 2022. So we are right before the Thanksgiving holiday here in the US. We're deep in holiday prep, both for Thanksgiving and Christmas. We just wrapped up Halloween. So it's heavy, heavy holiday season over here. If you run a bakery or are in this world, you know that the fourth quarter can be very crazy. Everybody wants their pastries and treats and goodies for the holiday season. So that usually means a big boost in revenue if you own a bakery. It also means a lot of work, right? You're probably busy in the kitchen, ramping up your production, maybe hiring on seasonal help to help you get through the busy season. So there's a lot going on this time of year. And I wanted to talk about something today that's hopefully pretty timely if you are planning your holiday season right now and trying to think of ideas to boost revenue, especially if you don't have a lot of extra time to add additional production tasks to your list. So this came up in our group coaching call last week with our finance fundamentals students. Folks were talking about how can I increase my revenue a little bit this holiday season without adding additional tasks to my production list? Because if you are a one-person show, a one-woman show, or a one-fella show, or you are just working with a small team, like I think most of us are running a small, independently owned bakery or food business, there's not a lot of extra time available to squeeze in additional production around the holidays. You are most likely stretched to your absolute max. And if you're not in the kitchen baking or focusing on prep, then you're probably trying to make space and time for your family, like many of us are trying to balance these things. So, you know, I know what that's like. I have two little kids. Like I said, I'm recording this podcast outside of ballet class at 11 a.m. on a Sunday morning. So we're all trying to squeeze in what we can, work where we can, but there's not always a lot of time to increase your production capacity at this time of year. So you're sort of limited in the amount of revenue you can bring in if you can't make more product, right? So there's a cap at how much you can do. That doesn't have to mean
there aren't other ways you can bring in revenue. And what I wanted to talk about today was Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. This traditionally for Molly and I at Spilt Milk at our bakery has been really like not something we have focused on maximizing. We have focused on maximizing the Thanksgiving holiday, which if you're in the United States, you know, Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday. And then Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving on Friday. And then Small Business Saturday is the day after that on Saturday. So you have a triple whammy with Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. And there can be a lot of pressure to show up and perform and have an offer and be available for sales on all three of these days. And for us up until this point, and we're almost 10 years into running our business, 6 years into running the store part of our business, up until now have focused only on Thanksgiving. And then we close the store Thanksgiving Day through the weekend. So we usually are open Tuesday and Wednesday, the week of Thanksgiving. Then we close Thanksgiving Day. We close Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then we reopen the following Tuesday. So that has been up until now what we have been able to accomplish given the size of our team and our desire to, you know, have some work-life balance and be able to enjoy the holiday with our family. With that said, as our team has grown and as we have gotten better with online sales and our like the technology and systems that support our business on the back end, it has opened up the possibility for us to do a little bit more on Black Friday and now also this year for the first time Small Business Saturday without necessarily adding anything to your production plate. So last year, or I want to say it was 2020. So 2 years ago was the first year that we actually had an offer available for Black Friday in our business. And what we decided to do was on Black Friday, we launched our Christmas pre-sales. So that for us includes, you know, everything on our Christmas menu. We offer pies, cookies, and pastries for Christmas. And this year, we're also going to be doing something else, which I'll tell you about in just a second. And our team at this point also has grown to a size where we are going to be open on Small Business Saturday and doing some fun promos for that as well. But I want to focus on some ideas for boosting your revenue that won't necessarily increase your production load. So if you don't have a team or you have a very small team and you guys are maxed out, which many of us are, especially at the holidays, what can you do to bring in some revenue around these really, really big sales opportunity days like Black Friday, like Small Business Saturday, without needing to physically show up yourself on those days or have your team show up? So what are some ideas that you can focus on? And I want to focus on two things. So let's start with the first one, which I just mentioned. This is something Molly and I, this will be our third year of launching Christmas pre-sales on Black Friday. I love doing this on Black Friday because number one, your customers are already often in a shopping mindset on Black Friday. So a lot of people, especially in the United States, like it or not, Black Friday is a big shopping day. It's a big shopping day in this country. A lot of people have traditions around kicking off their holiday shopping on Black Friday or, you know, going out and shopping with family that day. This was a little bit foreign to me when we started doing it because in my family of origin, like growing up, we did not really shop on Black Friday. And then when I met my husband and got married, his family is a big Black Friday family. So the first time I was up at my in-laws' house on Black Friday, I was like, what are you all doing? Everybody was going out shopping at like midnight after Thanksgiving, waking up super early, looking at all the catalogs. So this was a tradition I sort of came into later in life once I was married. But once I was exposed to this, I realized, okay, a lot of people really do take this Black Friday thing seriously. And it is a huge opportunity. You know, you've probably already been getting tons of emails in your inbox about Black Friday sales, certainly seeing it on TV commercials and all that. It starts early. It starts in October. These promos that companies do for Black Friday. You see Best Buy ads, the Walmart ads, the Old Navy ads, all these big companies doing these promos. So you, as a small business owner, have an opportunity to sort of get in on this Black Friday buzz and get in front of your customers to make an offer. And it doesn't have to be something that affects your production right away. So I love launching holiday pre-sales on Black Friday for this reason. It gives you a little bit of a revenue boost, even if your store isn't open, and you're able to push off fulfillment for a couple weeks so you can still enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday with your family, but take advantage of that buzz to really boost your sales and get your holiday pre-sales going early, early, early at the end of November so you can make a dent in your holiday sales right at the beginning of the Christmas season. So I love doing that. This is going to require you to have a couple things set up. Number one, you need some way to take orders electronically. So you need some way to take orders online, either through a website, or if you want to go the lo-fi route, you can set up a Google form, even like put a PayPal link in there or a link to pay through Stripe or Square if you're using Square, or Shopify also has a way to add a button there. So you'll need some way, whether it's through your website, if you have e-commerce set up on your website and have a way to pre-sell your menu through your website, or you can go the lo-fi route and just set up something like a Google form or a way to text or email, have folks text or email orders to you, and then you can bill them later if you're really just getting started. So there are lots of ways to do this, but I would highly, highly recommend considering doing a Christmas menu pre-sale launch on Black Friday and get in on that Black Friday buzz. The other thing that this is going to require you to have, so I said it, you'll need to have a couple things set up in your business to make this work. The first is a way to take orders electronically. The second thing you're going to need is a way to reach your customers. So I know a lot of you are doing your advertisements through Facebook or Instagram. I would highly, highly encourage you to consider using email to reach your customers for your pre-sales. So you know, if you've listened to this podcast for a while, or if you've taken my courses or are in our Facebook group, you might have already heard me talk a lot about email marketing. It's my favorite way for small business owners to advertise and make sales. It's really successful, and you're going to be a lot more effective with making sales than you would be through something like organic Facebook posting, organic Instagram posting. You're going to have a lot more success with email marketing. If you're looking for resources on getting started with email marketing, we do have an email marketing for business owners e-course that walks you through exactly how to get started with email marketing. I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you would like to sign up for that workshop. But I would highly encourage you to get going with email marketing. That is how you can execute this Christmas pre-sale on Black Friday, would be to queue up an email in advance, get it scheduled so you don't have to be manually waking up early on Black Friday morning after Thanksgiving. You can schedule all of it in advance so that the email goes out to your customers on Black Friday morning, linking them to a place where they can place their orders electronically, whether that's through your website or through perhaps a Google form, or by just hitting reply on the email and sending their order to you. So there's lots of ways to do that. And again, if you're looking for help getting started with email marketing and how that might look, check out the link in the show notes for our email marketing for bakery owners e-course. So that's the first idea for bringing in a little extra revenue on Black Friday or Small Business Saturday without necessarily needing to increase your production load right away. Launching your holiday pre-sales, huge revenue boost right after the Thanksgiving holiday, launching you into a successful Christmas season, but you don't have to fulfill those orders for, 3 to 4 weeks. So really, really solid way to boost your revenue this time of year on Black Friday. Another idea for bringing in some extra Black Friday sales would be to do a gift card promo. So I love selling gift cards at the holidays. We always sell tons and tons of gift cards for folks wanting to do teacher gifts or stocking stuffers, gifts for your nanny, your cleaning lady, your mailman, your garbage man, your children's dance instructor, you know, soccer coach, all these people, your secretary or your assistant, your kid's tutor, all of these people who you would normally give something, a little something to at the holidays, get in front of people with a gift card promo before they start going to buy Target gift cards or Starbucks gift cards. People want to hit the easy button on some of these holiday gifts for people that they buy gift cards for. And wouldn't you rather have them buy a gift card to your small business, something that keeps the money in the community? I would rather have people buying gift cards to my little bakery rather than the Starbucks down the street. And sometimes it's just a matter of making it easy for them, make it available to them, get in front of their eyeballs so they can say, wow, I didn't even know I could buy a gift card to this little shop. So if they see your offer, why wouldn't they want to buy a gift card to your small business? So this is the time of year, a couple weeks before Thanksgiving. If you don't already offer gift cards, think about how you might do that for your business. If you are using Square or Clover or Shopify as your POS, you can order gift cards directly through them. And yes, there is a little bit of a cost associated with it. However, on balance, and we won't go into like all the details of gift cards here in this episode, but on balance, you are going to bring in more revenue than you will put out if you're doing gift card sales. So we have found in our business that actually the majority of gift cards don't ever get redeemed. So we sell for, like, let's say we sell $100 in gift cards. I know that only $50 to $60 of those gift cards are ever going to get redeemed, if at all. And mostly they're going to get redeemed months from now. So people aren't going to redeem them until February, March, you know, next year. They're most likely not going to redeem, you know, the chances are many people won't redeem them at all. But if they do redeem them, it won't be for months from now. So you get this cash boost at the holidays into January, which tends to be a very slow season. So it's a great way to boost your cash flow without needing to outlay any additional production. A lot of businesses, and you don't necessarily have to do this, but something to consider is they'll do buy some, get some promos. So like if you buy $100 worth of gift cards, you get 15 bucks free. If you buy $200 worth of gift cards, you'll get 25 bucks free or what have you. There's different ways that places can structure it. But even just making gift cards available, sending out an email with a link to order a digital gift card or information how to order physical gift cards can be a great way to boost your revenue at this time of year without needing to outlay any additional cash. So I hope these ideas or these tips, you know, gave you some ideas for what you can be doing this Black Friday or this Small Business Saturday to get a little extra cash into your bank account without needing to do much extra production right away or at all in the case of the gift cards. I think it's important for you as a business owner to be thinking through how you can maximize some of these spending opportunities, growing your revenue. It can be really impactful to your bottom line. If you normally only do $5,000 to $10,000 a month in sales, this can be a great way to, you know, double, even triple your revenue this time of year, depending on how many people you have on your email list, how many people you can reach with your messaging. So think through some creative ideas. I would love to continue this conversation with you in our free Facebook group. If you guys want to talk more about these ideas, please join the group, go over there, comment, post. I am in there every day, as well as my sister Molly, responding to comments and all that. And I hope this helps you. Have a really great holiday season, a successful sales season. Happy holidays, and we'll be back next time with more bakery tips.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Kitchen Notes. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting platform so that you can listen in again next week. And if you appreciated the show, jump over to iTunes and give us a rating or review. It really helps make it possible for us to continue sharing helpful bakery content with you all. And for more information about starting and running a profitable bakery business, visit bakerybusinessacademy.com. Talk to you next week.